Tarikh mesyuarat cawangan bermula pada 15 hari bulan Februari, berakhir pada 29 hari bulan Mac. Persidangan bahagian 18 hari bulan April 2020. Perhimpunan Agung akan diadakan pada 25 hari bulan Jun hingga 28 hari bulan Jun. Jumlah bahagian yang layak bersidang 189. Jumlah ahli semua yang didaftar yang layak mengambil bahagian dalam persidangan dimulakan di peringkat cawangan ialah 363,167 ahli. Itu sajalah, habis dah.
Pemutihan ahli di registration of membership has it been done?
Kita sudah laksanakan, sebab itu jumlah ini nampak kecil, 363,167.
What are the main problems that you found while cleansing the membership registry?
Ada kadang-kadang lambat mendaftar, lambat melapor kepada ibu pejabat, ada yang tak dapat tak bayar yuran. Ini semua normal one. Okay.
So the voting system will be one man, one vote, right?
Yes, one man, one vote.
So 300,000 plus
vote
for the,
ini at the peringkat cawangan. At the cawangan level, every member has a right to vote. And they vote not only for leadership of cawangan, but also leadership of the bahagian.
When it comes to campaigning, is there a cap or a maximum which they can spend for campaigning?
We don't have any cap. We don't have much money. Most of us are very poor.
But what about the members who are standing for election?
At the moment, we have no necessity to fix the amount because most of the members of Parti Bersatu are not as rich as UMNO.
How about MP? How many will vote for MP?
MP. The bahagian will name the calon, and then of course there are altogether 189 bahagian, and then we have to total up.
Tun, has any decision been made on the Adun who was arrested during the drug party Adib in Adun Demkil?
There is no decision made, excepting that as party members or official, the party has a right to make a decision on their future.
Have these members who were arrested, Bersatu members, will they be put to the disciplinary committee? Has there been any?
No, we have to wait for the justice to take place. We cannot sentence them or find them guilty without the courts making a decision. Jawatan pun kita will decide within the party.
Can we ask about plus?
Boleh.
Okay, the
minus pun boleh.
The decision that was taken by the cabinet says that 18% at a flat rate or over the flat rate today for the next 38 years. Yeah. After 38 years, does that mean there will be no more concession extension or there will be no more tolls, or what about new highways?
That's why we are concerned there is no more toll. On the other hand, of course, very different people will be ruling the country at that time, and they have the right to make whatever decision they want to make.
Do you think that PLUS would be able to pay off its debts with the extension?
With the extension, we believe they can. That is why they have undertaken under the conditions we fixed. This is by Kazana, as well as KWSP.
Tan Sri Shahid has said that his bid was way better than the one that you decided on. So
I didn't decide on anything. I did see his proposal. We studied all the proposals made by different bidders, and the conclusion at the end was that this is the only way we can settle the problem, because Kazana and KWSP already owns. The others will have to buy.
Tun, esok merupakan biar tim di mana mereka berpuas hati dengan bantuan jentera bersatu terhadap calon Kimanis, calon daripada Bansi Warisan di Kimanis. Tadi
di mana sudah
di mana?
Apa
di mana? Di
mana? Mungkin sama. Kita banyak bantu.
Kita bantulah macam biasa saja. Kita tak berbagi duit kepada apa nama pengundi dan sebagainya. Itu bukan cara kita. Lagipun di sini Warisan yang bertanding. Warisan kedudukannya berbeza daripada parti-parti lain dalam Pakatan Harapan. Mereka bukan ahli dalam Pakatan Harapan, tetapi kita bagi keistimewaan kepada mereka kerana kita telah bersetuju mereka akan bertanding di Sabah dan kita tak akan pergi ke Sabah. Okay.
So we met on the Education Ministry.
Yeah.
So and you have appointed new DG because the other one has retired. Would you be making any more new appointments over Dr. Masli's appointments?
I have a very long briefing yesterday. I am still digesting the items on that they have briefed me, and I'm a little bit confused because of so many facts being given to me. So now I'm studying them. But one thing I have decided is that you can wear brown shoes, black shoes, grey shoes, white shoes. Any shoes will do.
Lama mana Adif Chan Abdullah tu akan digantung?
Apa ni?
Lama mana Adif Chan tu akan digantung?
Adun Dekil. Itu kita tengok dia punya ni lah, hasil daripada perbicaraan kalau ada.
Okay, thank you.
Tun, some PKR MPs have criticised the LGP for on Yusof Reuter and Anwar's case. They do not agree with LGP because he said he needs physical evidence. Can you comment on that, sir?
Well, that is the opinion of the LGP. Other people may have other opinion. This is a free country. You can make any comments you like.
Okay.
Besar Kelantan terlalu kritik bila kerajaan nak Profesor Toyota Besar Raya Bersama Terapi baru-baru ni dia membeli 14 Mercedes Benz untuk Expo dan Mercedes Benz.
Kita bagi duit, kita tak bagi syarat. Apa yang dia buat, dia buatlah. Kalau nak kena syarat, kalau dia buat benda yang tak betul, rakyat akan hukum. Okay, terima kasih.
Tun, okay. Tun, what is your expectations from the new DG, education DG that has been appointed?
Well, I cannot say anything because I'm new. And he is new, so we are all new people.
Okay, thank you.
Terima kasih.